Attack.
Governor has no management experience.
After attack.
Hey, Tom, explain to people how taking money away from a poor school is going to make it better.
Incumbent Democrat Governor Daniel P. Malloy and Republican challenger Tom Foley met Thursday evening to debate at the University of Connecticut, and it got personal fast. While Foley criticized Malloy's stance on jobs,
your anti-business policies have driven jobs out of the state.
Malloy shot back, calling on the record of his opponent to show it could be worse.
We're not driving the state into bankruptcy, something that Mr. Foley has a record of having done in the past.
The personal attacks are not going unnoticed by spectators, but which candidate is the biggest offender is a debate in itself. Chris Delaporta is the vice president of external affairs of the Yukon College Republicans. He says Foley is the one with the vision, whereas Malloy is the one firing attacks.
When you're watching TV at night and you see what Malloy's doing and his commercials are just, they're not a vision for the future, rather they're just complete attacks against Foley.
Graduate student and employee Maria Seeger sees it differently.
Malloy is much stronger on the issues, and the reason why Foley pivots to the character attacks is because he actually hasn't presented strong plans.
Tom Foley tells the press he wants the personal attacks to stop.
If he wants to accept the offer of a truce, I will live by it.
But only time will tell if the ceasefire will stick. In the meantime, Connecticut voters will just have to roll with the punches.
When I'm governor, I'm not going to blame you for my record.
Well, you're doing enough of it tonight.
Well, there's a lot to complain about.
For WHUS News, I'm Sylvia Cunningham, reporting from Storrs.